This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
Are my headphones up?
Yes, yeah, Bless. Perfect.
You too?
No, I was just saying that.
Oh, okay.
I hear Rob say it all the time, so I was like, yo, turn my headphones up.
Yeah, why don't you just fix it before you start the song? Yo, wait, hold, stop. Yo, turn my headphones up.
Sometimes it's a one-take thing, you know?
Honestly, I said that once and the headphones are crisp, so.
Turn my headphones up. Never mind, it's good. You just put it back where it was.
Yo, turn my headphones up.
Don't do it.
No, I wrote it. That's in the song. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Just from the laugh. Come on, man.
You know the vibes.
It's your fucking boy, man. I'm starting this podcast with just saying, yo, welcome to the podcast. It's Trey, boy. It doesn't even matter the name of the podcast, because I'm yeah. Just in case, it's Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, fucking his brother.
Yeah.
Jay Richards.
Yep. And it's me, the other brother.
The chocolate one.
Sheldon.
Yo, we got a special guest in the building.
Word.
A fellow McCrimmon Mustang.
Yeah.
A fellow.
Yeah.
I like it. A fellow arrow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Fletcher's Meadow.
Yo, it's my guy, Jonathan McKay.
Woo.
You know, nigga, special when he gets the first and last name.
Yo, I got
that guy's McKay, professional,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course, brother. Yo, course. Fuck them Cheney guys, bro.
Whoa.
Yo, I didn't rock with
yeah,
Cheney.
Yeah, nah, fuck all that. We're not doing that. Shout out to all the fucking Cheneys.
Yo, you not shouting out Cheneys on
yes,
the
I
podcast.
Am, you know what I'm
nah,
saying?
Bro. What were you guys called? The Cheney Changlers?
Nah,
fuck talked about this.
Nah, we were actually,
what
somebody DM'd me, actually.
Mm. Oh, it's like, not the Cheetahs?
It is the
Cheney Cheetahs?
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
Come on.
Because you're a Mustang.
You went there and your middle school is not even that sick, boss.
For everyone.
Yo, I went there 1 year, yo.
Yo,
I went there 1 year.
Yo, there's a rumor going around at McCrimmon. I'm going to let you know now. There's a rumor going around at McCrimmon. I don't know if it's true, so you let me know.
Okay.
That you guys like were in new school. And you guys didn't install a bell, so you guys had to use a fucking bucket and a spoon.
Nah, we had a bell. Fuck that.
No, like the first 2 weeks, no?
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, no, you weren't even
I can't remember still, but I'm pretty sure we had a bell, though.
Okay, just checking. Okay. Yeah, we had one, though.
See, like, we had a lot of new shit. Like, why wouldn't we have a bell?
Yeah, you guys? Or us? Because we had a lot of new shit.
Nah, our new
you
shit.
You guys had ball nets? Than,
yeah.
But
no,
you realize how after we
fuck,
left
we
McCrimmon, they, like, made it nice. Like, mm-hmm. New addition.
Yo, yeah, adding parts to the building.
Everyone who doesn't know what McCrimmon or Cheney is, these are both of our middle schools that we went
yo,
to.
Yo, rival middle schools.
Yo, we were
the Tigers.
Yeah, you were the Tigers?
Cheney Tigers?
Us three went to McCrimmon.
Did you Google that?
Oh,
nah, somebody sent me a DM a couple weeks ago about it.
Okay.
Bro, just call it. Yo, if it's that close, call it a cheetah to make this.
Yeah, cheetah probably would have been better.
A rival middle school beef. Right,
maybe there was already a cheetah, though. You never know. Maybe there was already a school.
But you don't change the cat.
But you don't.
It's a cheetah. You just allowed a cheetah, you know?
You're fending for your school too hard because it was shit, bro. Just
bro,
let it go.
Whatever.
No man was touching Cheney. When there's ball runs, it was at McCrimmon.
No, nigga, I'm fending for my school because I'm proud.
You're not proud of
what?
You didn't know
what you guys'
name, bro.
Bro, I didn't. I went there 1 year.
See what I'm saying? Let it go.
Shot of a criminal middle school, man.
Yeah. Fucking pussy. Hey. I don't say it like yo. This one time for the record.
I'm
fuck
sorry,
Cheney.
Guys. I'm sorry.
Fuck Cheney.
Bow,
I'm
trying. Bow.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
That's how it is, man. That's all it is, man.
Anyways. What's going on?
Fucking
man?
Whack, bro.
Excuse me?
Yo, my criminal's sick.
We can turn whack. These mics off right now, playboy.
Bro, grade sixes were dunking.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Just I was
regular shit. Like, niggas don't even look twice when it's fucking 12-year-old who dunk. Yeah, whatever. Yo, it was that regular, bro. Yeah.
You remember at McCrimmon, like, in the mornings when mans were balling and, like, everyone was lined up around the
oh,
court.
Of course.
Yo, I felt like.
Oh my God,
yo,
yeah.
That was a great shit. Feeling.
Bro, it was a movie every
yo,
morning.
I'd get up early in the morning to come to school just to play ball.
Yeah.
When'd you get nice?
Because you're like, you're,
I've been
you're,
nice though.
Wait, what? No, there's a point. I remember when I first met you, I'm like,
we doing this right now?
You didn't ball like that. Yeah. But then he got nice out of nowhere.
It was like grade 8. It was like grade 7 summer going to grade 8.
Yeah.
When did you start practicing?
How'd you get better?
Yo, I was balling all summer.
This guy needs to know.
I was balling all summer. Street ball, like we were talking.
Yeah.
I was balling all summer.
When you're talking ball, though, don't touch me, you know? Because you're my competition, you know? So
say less, yo.
100.
Yeah. 100.
So when did you get nice?
he already answered that question.
I answered that one.
Yeah, I ain't hear it.
Do we have to do this every show?
Yo, if we talking ball, you talking me. You know what I mean? Okay. You can't even. Yeah,
that's how it is.
How you gonna spell fucking basketball without ain't got no T, no T. How you gonna spell basketball without me?
Oh, it does have a T actually.
Basketball. Oh, forgot me. Because when I think basketball, I think hoops. You know, no T in hoops.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
yeah.
When'd you get nice or whatever?
Yo, grade 7 summer. Going to grade 8. I was, yo, are you crazy?
Honestly, Jonathan was probably one of the best players.
You're MVP, you know?
Yeah. Yo, every year I came home with a plaque.
I stopped after grade 9, so things might have been different if I kept going, but.
Yeah, I remember you dropped a lyric mentioning how you didn't make the, or no, you made the ball team, but fuck, what was it? It was a GC track.
I probably said some shit like I didn't go back. I didn't go back.
Yeah, you didn't even go back.
Man, that's
facts.
Yeah, fact. No cap in his rap.
Ain't no cap in the rap.
Back. I would have made it.
Yo, it got to the point where I didn't even have to try out. I'm never going to lie.
Didn't try out?
I could see
No, that. I tried out. But like, yo, there was one year I played terrible. I shouldn't have made the team, to be honest. Yeah. Like, based on like my performance in the tryout, I shouldn't have made the team. Even my coach pulled me aside. He's like, if we didn't know what you're capable of, you wouldn't have made the team. I'm like, I better get it together.
That's real shit.
But yeah, man. I was just coasting through it. I'm like, look at this guy. Mm-hmm. Trying so hard.
Honestly, like Hooper, I'm not gonna lie, like Hooper's like Jonathan made me terrified to try out for the team in high school.
Oh, really?
Cause I knew like niggas were going there that was nice. Mm-hmm. And everyone told me like I was always joking around and shit. But I feel like if I really took ball serious in high school, like, because after high school, I started taking serious. And then, like, you even said, I haven't seen this guy in years, maybe. You know what I mean? Actually, a month. I'm wilding. It was probably two months.
Yeah.
But the first thing he says to me is, like, yo, I see you've been getting nice at ball, rubbing his hands too. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Say hi to me first and start a conversation. Don't just go straight to ball. It's kind of disrespectful.
It's on his mind. I'm going to drive over. Just thinking about it.
Yeah. I see Trey hooping all the time. Yo, what is it? OVO. What's that? What do they call that? The OVO Classic or whatever it's called?
OVO Bounce.
You know they do that thing every summer?
Fuck, I think I know. Oh,
the Kofi Classic.
Nah, not that.
In Bramson or?
Nah, they do it at the Ryerson. At Ryerson.
Crown League.
Yeah, I was like, how's Trey get on the squad?
Yeah, I'm out here.
Trey's not on the squad.
You're not on the squad.
I was on one of the Jordan teams. And then I moved over.
So why didn't you clarify that just now then?
He just left it as
I was talking about the Jordan squad.
Nah, he said Crown League though.
We're a team though. I didn't play in there.
Okay.
We go.
I saw a video, and Randy was coaching the team. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, that's a Kofi Classic.
Oh, that was a Kofi.
Okay. But no, I'm on the Jordan team, and then I switched over to shout out to my Nike team. Are you crazy? My Nike team's crazy, bro.
Nike, man.
No, that was in Brampton. I was playing for, I didn't even know what I was playing. Honestly, Randy just called me and said, yo, are you trying to hoop? I'm like, all right, yeah.
He damn well knew what he was going for.
No, bro. Like,
Don't make him lie.
He broke it down, but like the bottom line was, yo, do you want to hoop? I'm like, yeah, let's get it. Got my liquor jersey, and the next thing I know, I'm like, wait, hold on. This is a competition?
you guys are being serious.
This is a tournament. Mm.
Did you guys win that?
Fuck no, I lost on purpose and went home. Like, yo, what the fuck am I? You picked me up from that shit. I'm like,
I was there.
Yeah, I didn't know you lost on purpose though. I didn't know that.
Oh fuck, man. I had no control on that. Them niggas was nice over there.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't trying to mention that part.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Nah, but anyways, back to what I was saying. Like, I would have tried out for the team, and like I feel like I would have made the team. Like,
oh, so you didn't try out at all?
Nah. Mm. Julian tried out, and Julian, like, I think he made the team and then he quit. And then Julian was trying to tell me to try for the team to like go on. And then, like, I didn't even play football. I tried out for a team. I made that shit quick as fuck.
Yo, I wish we had a football team from, like, because
When are we going to have it?
And the way they did it, it was like it was only grade 9, then it was grade 9 and 10. Then they introduced a new year every year, which was dumb.
Yeah,
I would have played football for real.
Yeah, nah, man, my body's too fragile, bro. Like shit will break.
Yo, I can't break shit, man. I just got.
You just played 1 year? You just played 1 year football?
I just made the team and I quit. I told the coach a lie. I'm like, yo, I honestly have court. Not gonna talk about that.
Yo, he got out of work
and I got out. Yeah. Every day in the hall, he was so sad for me. He's like, hey, man, hope everything's all right. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, fuck, what did I tell him I'm going to court for?
Bro, I didn't do shit in high school, nigga. I just fucking.
You were just there.
Yo, as soon as it was like 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh, fuck, home time. So why the fuck would I stay back, nigga?
Yeah.
Get to school early and shit. That's crazy.
That was my college mood still.
Bro, I'm going high there to do what I need to do.
High school, I chilled out. But college was just like, bro, I'm here from this time to this time? Okay, for sure.
All right, cool. Oh, I'm done? All right, we out.
All right, we out.
Oh, yeah, I was in and out.
Yeah.
High school?
No, like when I went to Guelph Humber.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I was so depressed because I'm like, yo, like, why am I at school? I'm not even playing ball. Like, yo, I had no motivation to be there.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Year and a half, I was out.
Yeah. I did a year. I said, all right.
Yeah, I did half a semester. I'm like,
Half a semester?
That's half of a half.
You're
sick, bro.
Fuck all this. Yeah, I just wasn't feeling the vibes. I was in architectural technology. I'm just like, all right, this is cool. I was like, it's interesting shit, but it's just, and I got it. I was like, doing fine, but then I was just like, man, I'm fucking bored.
Yo, I feel you. I remember,
like, yo, I saw the rest of my life flash before my eyes. I'm just like, oh fuck,
bro.
I was depressed. I was doing some shit I didn't want to do.
It's crazy,
bro.
And I said nope.
Yeah. I fucking fell out of love with that shit before I even went, nigga. Like I was applying to fucking college. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo,
you didn't even go, did you?
Nah, these questions look boring, bro. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this, nigga? I was applying for a media course, and they're like, do you watch TV? And I'm like, gives a fuck, nigga. Like,
what? Get it, nigga. Yeah. I'm signing up.
Fuck, nigga. I'm trying to learn about this shit. What if I say no, nigga?
Take my fucking money, nigga.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Then I wanted to go to school for like culinary and shit. Like, I like cooking. So
it's cute.
Yeah, but that shit was even stupid, nigga. Like, I had to buy an apron.
Oh, you
like,
cook?
Huh?
You cook? I know you eat. Like,
yeah.
I, you guys always like.
Now he cooks
still. Out and about eating at different restaurants like that I never heard of.
Us?
Yeah.
Yo, everyone always says that. I'm like, honestly, I'm always at my crib.
Yeah, I'll be at my crib. Well, these days?
The vlogs are misleading. I think it's
oh, yeah, so like, vlogs, like, we only vlog when we do interesting shit. So that's like once in a while. That's why we don't drop that much, because we don't do that much shit. Mm-hmm.
This is what I was going to say. Like, when we eat, that's, like, when we eat some crazy shit, then I'll, like, take a picture of it. But I, like, rarely eat crazy shit. Like, yesterday, we had Burger King.
Yeah.
She was all right. That shit was class.
That shit was good stuff.
That shit was busting.
Yes, sir.
That shit gets you out of nowhere sometimes.
Yeah. Holy
fuck.
Burger King, it's just
not
right.
Yeah, it's just not consistent, bro. Like, sometimes shit be hitting, sometimes it's not.
Yo, you got to be friendly to them. Let me tell you the key steps. You got to be friendly to them at the window. You got to go there and you got to say, yo, let me get my shit fresh. And you say, like, ha ha. Like, something smooth. Yo, ask for that shit fresh. And when they say, yo, go around, it's going to take 7 minutes.
That's good news.
That's great news.
That's great news. Yo, the longer they say it's going to take, bro. So perfect. It's half an hour. Oh, shit.
That's fine. It's going to take
I'll
an hour.
Back.
Take your time.
Yeah, I just go to Burger King because they got that 2 for $7 joint. Yo, I just be trying to save money. I'm like, yo.
I hear that. Yo, this guy texted me earlier. He's like, yo, there better be free parking for that fucking podcast shit.
Really?
Yo, you didn't even like write LOL or anything.
Yo, I swear, like, I'm not paying for parking. I'm not doing it.
Yo, so
yo, that's
money,
like
man.
The 407. Like, why am I paying to drive? I already paid for my car. I'm paying insurance every month. Like,
well,
what?
I hear this guy talking to him.
You're paying for like a
service.
A
convenience.
Route, you know?
Nah, I'm not hearing that.
A trafficless
I'm not gonna lie.
Route.
Nah, hear me
I'm
out.
I'm not hearing that.
Hear me out.
All right.
Times I'm trying to get to work and my dad's getting mad at me.
Oh my God. Days where
407 is
407 is clutch.
Sick.
On the days when you're wearing your fucking cargos,
407 is an express route.
A white tee. And you're supposed to be at Wonderland. Your back is sweating because it's hot and there's bare traffic.
407 sick.
Yeah.
The 407's kind of sick.
Yo, fam. If I even accidentally like go on the, I'm reversing.
You're one of those guys, right?
I'm not taking that. I swear. I'm not taking that. I've never taken the 407 in my life.
Yo, every time I drive by those people, I'm like, I fucking hate to be that guy.
I fucking shake my head, bro. Like, you guys are
bro, just fucking
bad.
Walk.
Yo, in that, I swear to God.
But yo, honestly, last night.
Huh?
I kind of fucking missed the exit. Yeah, I was in my zone. You know, you be driving, it's just like no traffic and shit. You're just in the fucking zone. Oh, yeah, I was like, I feel like I wasn't even driving. I feel like I was already at home.
Yeah.
But you know when you're driving with, like, you're driving with someone, like I drive with this nigga every day. So it's like, we even growing up, we were driving with our brother all the time, and we would try and tell him, like, yo, it's this turn here. Cause I'm like, my guy, you look like you're going too fast to like, know that that's a turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'd tell my brother, and like, he hated it.
Oh, really?
I don't know why he hated it. Like, I don't know if it came off as like, we're coming off smart or some shit, but I'm like, yo, the turn's right. Yo, I fucking know. I'm like, all right, if you're going to turn doing 100, then all right, like, that's your shit, you know?
I'm,
like,
I'm pretty sure that you're going way too fast and you're going to miss it.
Yo, you know what? A funny story I heard on the group chat.
Yeah.
When you are you guys still doing that, by the way?
No, nah,
okay, okay. Yo, when you're when
fuck that show.
Yo, when Julian was
yeah,
just like the bomb clear.
Oh, there we go.
Yo, when Julian was telling the story and when he was driving and he wasn't paying attention,
Christ. Yo,
I had me crying. I was like,
wait, what?
Yo, don't talk about because I'll start fucking dying, bro. Like,
yo, I was scared. There's not too many times in my life where I'm just fucking scared.
Yo,
that was one of them, man.
You just mentioned it.
I've only been scared four times in my life.
He just mentioned it, and I actually froze up. And listen to you talk. I'm like remembering that day. I'm like, yo, oh my God.
Yo, what happened? Yo, I don't remember this.
Hold on, let me finish what Ryan does. So, what was my fucking point with that?
You was driving me fucking.
You're saying when you tell Ryan his turn, he gets.
Oh, so yeah. So when he was missing his shit, so like from a kid, I didn't really like telling like him anymore. Like, yo, it's his turn. So sometimes we'd miss it. Mm-hmm. Last night this nigga was just going straight, but I'm like, yo, this nigga knows what it is. Sometimes on my phone, then I look up and I look at him, and I look at the exit. I'm like, yo, you about to kill me, nigga? Where are we going?
Yeah, I was just like, I was thinking about some shit. I was like, fuck, cats, crazy, maybe random shit. But yo, we're coming home from work. Julian was driving the van, on our way back to the shop to get our car, and then yo, just clear roads, no traffic at all. You know what I'm saying? Running smooth on our way back, daytime. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know, some sort of fucking block up, whatever started. Like, there's a little pile up happening.
Oh, okay, traffic.
Yeah, and then, like, so just like, clear roads, and all of a sudden, just like, a bunch of cars just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julian was like driving highway speeds, like going fast. There's no traffic. And then I see that there's cars like not moving ahead of us, but he's like, still going the speed. And I didn't want to tell my guy, like, oh, I'm not going to doubt my guy. Like, obviously, it's fucking right there. So I'm like, yo. And he fucking
no, his reaction was the funniest though. His reaction
he slammed on the brakes and we were like, bro, sliding. Like if I didn't tell him, if I didn't say yo when I did, I feel like we would just fucking smash right into the car in front of us.
Yo.
We said yo and he slammed on the brakes and he's just like sliding straight face. Yo, there's beer smoke behind us and shit. Like that. Yeah, it was that fucking bad. And this nigga looked over us like, what? The nigga said, what?
Yo, what the fuck? What do you mean, what?
This?
The smoke, nigga!
Your fucking hands are sweaty, bro.
Bro, our tires are smooth.
This nigga fucking put... This nigga fucking put a print in the fucking steering wheel, like his fingernails were stabbing into the fucking steering wheel. I was in the back and I was like, I'm like, yo, we're going kind of fast. And I'm like, I looked up, I'm like, yo, I was one of those guys in the back that did this.
Yeah, you gotta like come around. And
yeah, you know? And then I'm like, okay, so there's cars stopped up there. Let me just look at Julian analyzing this guy and like, he's just, there's no motion in his face.
He was awake.
No,
he was like looking at the cars.
Like this.
I was confused.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on there? I look at Jermaine. I'm like, okay, we should probably say shit before we die.
Yo, there's cars.
And we told him in the most chill way, yo. But the thing is, if there was a camera in that fucking car with all of us chilling, literally, this would be me, this would be Jermaine, and this would be Julian. What? Literally, that's the whole thing. And after that, I'm like, yo, fuck. Seatbelt on, I guess, yo.
Holy
shout out to seatbelt.
Safety first.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yo, yeah, if I didn't have my seatbelt on, I would have been on the floor from this nigga's breaking. Like, that's how hard it's like. Yo, we were sliding in that minivan.
I'm so confused, bro.
Yo, his reaction, though, that was the funniest, like, straight face. Like, I'd have been like, what do you mean, what?
Oh, shit.
What?
Yo, you guys that, shit, though, right? That shit was like on some fucking cartoon movie shit because we stopped right in front of the car, like just in time.
You said yo at the right time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like everything was perfect. And I'm like, yo, like as funny as that was, like that was honestly a lot of luck and a lot of like, I don't know, man. That's fucking crazy. We're going fast. Mm-hmm. And this car was like a work van. Yeah, it wasn't like a sick van, right? Bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the brakes were shit.
Bro. Brakes were shit, bro. Like it's always in the mechanic shop. Like it's like not a reliable vehicle, yeah, you know? Yeah. So. Nah. Even with the tire, I'm surprised the tires like this, honestly didn't bust off like the truck.
Yeah,
like, you guys should have seen my tire on the fucking road. We should have been sliding on the axle. So, because, but shout out to Julian for keeping it 100 and calm.
Shout out to Young Jew, man.
Anytime you're in a crazy situation, remain calm,
calm, cool, and collected.
That's all it is.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yo,
didn't want to talk.
Yo, since you guys, I don't know, like, I know my answer, but I was just wondering, like, since you guys graduated high school, has there ever been a time where you like? You're like, fuck, I really need to know this, the perimeter of a fucking triangle.
No.
On my real estate exam, yeah. Yo, they actually like ask you area and perimeter questions. It's super basic math, but like, yeah, I had to like brush up on my high school math.
Oh, really?
All right.
But outside fuck, of that, no.
Yeah. I just wanted to go, you spent so much fucking time doing triangles and hypotenuse and learning. I mean, bro, I've never used this shit ever in my fucking life.
Yo, I think high school should be, I mean, okay, look.
Bro, there's so much shit.
This is,
okay. Go ahead.
I think fucking the government and all these schools have these money. Have these
have
money.
These money.
Listen
have
to
these
me.
Money.
That's how you know I'm serious. Have these money. I'm fucking scared talking to the government. Guys, all right, I know you guys have the money, but boom. What if they opened up like a college type of thing, a college school ground for like high school, and niggas go to the classes they actually want to take.
Okay.
Bigger campus, man, more kids
just
and shit.
Be taking gym.
Yeah, okay, but you can't just take gym, but like, you have your classes where you learn the basic shit, but remember when you were going to school for architect, it was like, you miss a class in grade 9 or some shit that you don't know you want to be a fucking architect yet. You know
I mean? I'm like 12 years old. I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do. And then I just didn't take the prerequisites to take architecture in university. So I was in grade 12. I'm like, oh shit, let me do this shit. And then I had to go. I think I could only get into Humber without taking the prerequisites.
Yeah. So like, it'd be cool if they had something like that where it's like when you get, or just some fucking better programs in your high school,
or even a course on like credit, you know, basic financing, basic shit, like real life stuff.
Yo, I found it crazy. Like, remember careers? And we had it for like half, like a half quarter of a semester.
Yeah.
It's and like careers, it's like the rest of your life, and then we're spending like a couple weeks on it.
Like, yeah, it makes that's crazy.
Like they teach you
a
lot of shit that you don't like need to know about. Like fucking, I know what fuck. Photosynthesis is, but I'm never out on the street saying like, fuck man, photosynthesis crazy, bro.
Yeah, I don't think about shit.
Yo, what is photosynthesis again? That's something to do with like
it's
the plants,
or some shit. Carbon monoxide and all the water and all that
that's
shit.
That's how they eat shit, right? Fucking water and shit.
You said it.
Man, shout out photosynthesis, man.
But it's like
doing this thing.
It's like, I don't know. Yo, they just got to start, even if they, like, high school has, like, online courses and shit that maybe you could take as different courses, extra courses or some shit. Just get more advanced with it. We can, like, level up now. Like, we see what colleges are doing. We have enough money and shit. With, like, certain schools have enough money. So, you know, I mean, even, I don't know, man. Like, they should be doing something because a lot of niggas get to fucking college. Like, yo, what the fuck do I want to be? Because, like...
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like they didn't make us think about what we wanted to be until it was, like, you got to know right now. Choose your classes. Like, when you get to high school.
That was my problem, bro. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to be in grade 9. And they're like, yo, you got a lot of time and rah, rah, and maybe like grade 10, start thinking about it a little harder and shit. Grade 11.
No, but
I'm
by
like,
then you have to be.
Because you have to be doing those courses.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like grade 10, because grade 12, you have the two spares where you can like fill the gaps for like the credits that you need to go back and take or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I didn't know what to do. Then by the time it was like, oh, you're graduating, I'm like, hey, what do I really like?
Mm-hmm. Chilling.
Yo, what was the first thing that you like thought you were gonna do?
I honestly really like cooking. So when I was I used to like serving it. You don't remember seeing me serving
in
a calf?
Yeah, in the calf. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell these guys, I'm not even gonna tell anyone. Did I bless you?
Yo, man's just blessed me still. I can't lie.
Come up with
man's
a chubby fries.
Man's are coming out. Yo, man's are getting pounds.
How did man's eat fries, ketchup, and mayo?
Mayonnaise. It became
honestly,
that's disgusting.
I tried it.
It was kind of.
I hated that. I liked it.
I love it.
I'm like, yo, this is fucking terrible.
I
eat
that. I love that shit.
Give me two more.
What? Yeah.
The thing is, the fries have to be fresh. Have to be salted. and they have to be crispy. But the mayonnaise there at Fletcher's that they had, it wasn't like
yo, it was different mayonnaise,
wet mayonnaise.
Man.
It was like, yeah, it was like
got thick.
It was like thick, but it didn't taste mayonnaise. Like mayonnaise. But it tasted like yo, like oof.
Mm-hmm. Nah, not me. Yeah.
You don't like you don't fuck with mayonnaise.
Nah. Yo, if I order a burger and there's mayo on it, yo, I just get the napkin. I just clean swipe that joint off.
Oh, the swiper. You can't do that, man.
Nah.
Nah, I just.
Yo, I can eat a burger with nothing on it, bro.
Not,
bro, that's those, fucking.
Yo, bro, that's act, you were sick at ball, so yeah, yeah.
That's like fucking raccoon food, nigga. It's so fucking boring. Just put, oh, yeah, just put nothing on it.
I'd fucking yawn and eat that shit. Fucking die, bro. That's the type of food you eat. Oh my god, the worst food ever is when you're crying and your parents are like blazing you.
Yo, if I don't need a napkin, I don't really want it.
Facts. That's the best.
If they say yo, I'm like yo, should I grab a fucking napkin? They're like, nah, you don't need it. I'll be like, all right, fuck.
Take this back.
Take this back. I'm a fucking sauce guy, bro.
I fucking I like love sauce, man. Yeah, I can't have a plain burger. I'd fucking throw it out the window before I eat that shit. That's really.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It depends.
I'll die of starvation beside like, fucking bald burger.
If I'm barbecuing and I barbecue the burger, I can eat it by itself. If I go to like a fast food spot like Burger King, I can't eat that with nothing on it.
Oh yeah, there's a kind of
it's,
dry.
It's yeah, different. Kind of, yo,
depends on where you go to, you know.
There's levels to these burgers.
Yeah. Yo, what was life like for you after high school? What was your path like?
After high school,
yeah.
Oh, it was just grinding. You know, just working. Because when I went to university, I was working full time too.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Because I'm like, but you know, the money was more important, so I wasn't about to like work less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, this gotta work. So I, because you know, you can set like make your own schedule. So I had my schedule where I only had class on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What were you taking in university?
I took business.
Okay.
Yeah, so I set up my schedule like that, and I'd finish like my classes were like early in the morning or like really late in the evening,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could still work.
And at that point, what did you think you wanted to do, or what did you want to do?
By the time I got to university, like I knew I was gonna be in real estate.
Oh, for real?
I didn't know I was gonna be a real estate agent.
Yeah.
But I was just like, yo, I'm about to invest in real estate, flip houses. Jeez.
How many years was that until like in university?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, how many years after high school was this when you?
Like,
said
I went straight to university, but. Right after I graduated, mm-hmm. Like that summer, like between high school and university,
yeah.
I went to like this seminar, this Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar. Because mm-hmm. before that, I was gonna be a investment banker. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, because I was working at Scotiabank at the time,
I remember,
you know,
yeah.
I was like, you know, trying mm-hmm. to work my way up the corporate ladder, you know, go work downtown, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. So that's what I thought I was gonna do. I went to this seminar. And yo, by the time I left that, I'm like, yo, won that. I'm about to go into real estate and start investing. And at the time I was like saving up because my goal was like I'm gonna save 10 grand and I'm gonna just put that into the stock market. I'm gonna be rich. Mm-hmm. That was my thought process at the time. So I had already started saving. So now after I went to that, like everything shifted. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take that 10 grand and I'm gonna buy real estate. Yeah, when I made that first 10 grand, I thought I was rich.
Yo, trust me.
I thought I could buy anything. I was looking at houses for like 800,000. Yo, had no business looking at those houses. Yeah. But I was like, yo, I like, you know, it was like ignorance. Like, I didn't really understand, like, the process of buying a house and what it took. Like, I was like, yo, 10 grand is a lot of money, so I'm sure I could buy whatever. So, yeah, I started started saving up, and then I went to university. I was still saving because I told you I was working full-time. Hit that first 10, and then I started looking around, and I was getting turned down, like, left, right, and center. Like, nah, sorry, nah, sorry. Everyone was turning me down. And then finally, I met this real estate agent while I was working one day. And, like, you know, he was, you know, talking to me about real estate, and I was just, like, kind of depressed. I'm like, nah, like, I tried it. You know, it's not working. And, you know, like, one thing about him, he just doesn't take no for an answer. So he's like, nah, like, we're gonna figure this out. So I was like, all right, cool. No, he's amped, so, like, yo, let me give him a shot. Let me try this one more time. I probably, like, got turned down at least, like, 4 times tried to buy a house. So now, you know, we were looking around, and then he suggested, like, getting into pre-construction. Like, you know, where you buy something now with the money that you have and you give yourself a little bit more time to save. So then I ended up buying a condo pre-construction, but I bought it closer to the end because I didn't want to wait too long. I was so anxious. I was like, nah, like I don't want to wait, like, 2 years, like, for a house. Like, nah, I want this now. So we found something that was, like, 6 months out. It was like close to being finished. It ended up getting pushed back, so it took, like, about a year to close. But yeah, but I ended up buying the condo.
Jeez. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's all it is.
Nice.
That was the condo that we came to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we pulled up on you. Little party.
I threw a couple New Year's parties over there.
It was New Year's.
Yeah, it was lit though. It was lit.
Count the schools will happen there, man.
So, what was that process like buying your first piece of property? For all the people out there that might be thinking about it, or maybe not even thinking about it. Maybe they think it's, like, too daunting and it's, like, impossible for them. Take them through it.
So, okay, so in that case, I went pre-construction, right? So the process was, you know, my agent, he sent me, like, a few different projects that were available based on what I was looking for. So then, you know, we just went to the different sales center, you know. And mind you, you don't need a real estate agent to buy pre-construction. You can use one. I'd recommend using one, me preferably.
Drop the business card.
But yeah, like, we just went to the different sales centers. You know, I looked around. And, like, I mean, keep in mind, I was really young at the time, right? So, like, my mindset wasn't really where it should have been. Like, I was really just looking for what was, like, lit. So I'm looking around, and I'm like, I don't know. Then they're like, yo, what about this penthouse? I was like, penthouse? Yo, sign me up for that. I was like, yo, sign me up for that. So, but yeah, we just looked at the different units. Like, you gotta understand, like, floor plans and things like that, because you know, they don't come with, like, pictures and stuff, right? You're just looking at a floor plan, which, you know, like, being an architect.
Yeah.
You know,
yo, like, I could read those. I love looking at those.
Yeah. Like, totally you gotta know how to read them, right? Yeah. So like, you gotta understand that and pick a layout that works for you. A closing time that works for you, and deposit structure is a big thing as well, because every builder has different deposit structures. So you got to find something that works for you. Like, you have some that are, like, really like, first time home buyer friendly, where it's like you put down $10,000 and then, like, it's $1,000 every, like, week or every month or something like that up until a certain amount. And then there's some places that want, like, 5% in upfront, 5% in, you know, 30 days, 5% in 60 days, 5% in 90 days, 5% in 120 days. And it's like, where am I going to come up with that kind of money so fast, right? So you got to know, like, what deposit structure works for you based on how much funds that you're working with.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And is the goal to, like, pay the whole thing off before it's built, or what? Or even after it's built, you're still paying?
No, that's just your, so that deposit structure is, like, for the builder. That does go down, that goes towards the purchase of the home.
Okay.
But that's just, like, so the builders know. Materials,
like, literally?
No. So that is so the builder knows, like, you're serious.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's kind of like a security. So if you, like closing time comes and you can't close, they're hugging that. Because, like, in their eyes, it's like, you know, we need to make sure this project can still move forward. So, you know, we need some type of security that you're not just going to, like, bail last minute.
Yeah,
so that's what the deposit's for. Okay. Now, when it comes time to actually close, they take that deposit amount. So, like, let's say you're going to put 20% down and 20% is $100,000, just for example's sake. And you gave the builder $50,000. So that $50,000 would go towards your $100,000 down payment. Right. And then the difference, you would then
Got you.
Okay. Drop at closing night.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is that if someone wants a crib, they can just holler at you.
For sure.
That's all it is, man.
For sure.
If you guys want a crib, hit my guy up. And then call us over for a housewarming party. You
only
know?
If you're serious, though. No flopping. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. No flopping. A man flopped on me earlier today. So like,
you get flopped on, no?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Because I try to qualify them like before. Because I don't like driving. I'm not going to lie. I hate driving.
Really?
I don't mind driving.
Driving, man.
A nice cozy drive.
Cozy drive, some good music.
Yeah.
I hate driving. I'm not in a rush.
Why are you so mad at everything?
Fuck driving, nigga.
Yo, fuck that shit.
What was I don't like driving. I don't know. Like,
mayonnaise?
I was telling Jay earlier, I've been downtown like maybe once this year.
What?
Like, this is probably my first time downtown. That's why I started working from home so often.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't like moving around too much. So that's like if for me to leave my house, if you waste my time, I'm tight.
I put my fucking socks on.
What?
Wouldn't I go ahead, nigga?
Do you squeeze the house information papers?
What?
We're outside waiting for the nigga to pull
you. Fuck.
No, that was for something a little different. That was for something a little different. As far as when I work with buyers and sellers and things like that, you get it, right? It's part of the business, right? Some people, they might seem interested. They'll sign the paperwork. Yeah, like, I'm going to work with you. And then call you like a month later, like, hey, yeah, I'm going to cancel that listing. So that happens, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the game, but,
You got some.
No, you good. Go ahead.
What's that discipline like working from home? Cause it would be hard sometimes. I enjoy working from home, but sometimes like fuck.
Yeah.
It's comfortable.
Teen Titans.
Food's right there.
Yeah.
Well, not us right now. There's no food in my crib.
Fuck, bro. What's in our fridge? Bottom shelf.
Bro, fucking ketchup.
Yep.
A fucking container. I never opened it.
The fucking cilantro that's knocked over like this.
Cilantro that's sideways.
Yeah. We fucking have water. Baby bok choy. Water. Sriracha that's almost done on the right hand.
Soy sauce.
That's almost done. I almost finished that.
And a pack of minis.
Sounds like you guys need to go grocery shopping.
Yo, it finishes so fast, man. Yeah. Either finishes fast or fucking all rots too quick.
Because it's like, there's days where I don't fucking know, man. Like, you just go grocery shopping and your total's at like five bills. And I'm like, bro, am I buying or am I buying food? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
trust me.
Bro, at the end of the day, I know I can get it. When you can get a Jetta for five bills off Kijiji or buy some milk, it's like,
I sold my sister's Jetta for five bills off. that joint wasn't working.
There's going to be some problems, but
that's a towed out or they drove that off the lot?
Yo, they drove it still. Like, I made sure it was like, working Girl. Just yeah. enough to like
get them
down
the street. Bro, what the fuck are they gonna do with that?
That's fucked.
Scrap it probably.
Basically, at least they'll recoup like about 2-3 bills. Call it a $200 loss.
Yeah.
What did they get out of
it? No, they'll probably get the five bills back. Sorry to break your heart, brother.
Why? What? I don't know.
If
about
you scrap
that.
A car?
The Jetta's small. No.
Why would they buy it to get less?
Why would they buy it to do you a favor? And, like,
no, because they thought it worked.
Oh,
you don't think they got five you think? Oh, okay. Got
yeah, like
you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're slimy.
Yeah,
you didn't show him like, you're not gonna.
This guy is slimy.
Don't call this dude. Don't call this dude.
No, you're definitely selling haunted cribs.
I sold the car as is though. Like I sold it as is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you sell a car as is and you're listing all things that's that's a problem with it. Yeah.
But you don't. You don't list it. You just say as is.
When as is bad.
Yeah.
But they know they're getting themselves into it.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a $500 car. Like, you got to know what. Yeah. Like,
So that's what I'm saying. You know the energy. So it's either you're copping it to get parts off it and resell it or copping it to fix it. Like, we sold Ryan's old BMW. Jesus Christ.
Bro, it was like
Christ.
10 bones or some
this
shit.
This fucking car. Yeah. I'm not even lying.
Yo, blue smoke was just always coming out of it.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like.
Like, look at it goes on purpose.
You know when you.
Like, you know, on airplanes.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you turn on your car and all the lights are on?
Mm-hmm.
All those lights would stay on. I'm like, is your car still turning on? He's like, no, I can't. God, check it out.
The only light that turned back off was a seatbelt. Seatbelt was in, but everything else was fucked up.
Nigga, the airbag bag was on. Like,
no way.
The car was, the black smoke would come out some days. Some days it was red. I'm like, yo, fix your fucking car. Like,
how much you guys chopped that for?
Like probably $50, bro. Like,
just gave it to him. Yeah, honestly, bro.
Say, honestly, just take pay me for the fucking changes in there.
Nah, some mats do you, bro. I remember I bought a Jetta. Fuck Volkswagen, bro. I bought a Jetta. I think I paid.
They're expensive to fix too,
bro. I don't know why I bought this. I bought this Jetta. I went to fucking Jane and Finch. Shout out Jane and Finch.
Shout out Jane and Finch.
I'm sure
there's
some great people there. I went to Jaden Finch for this fucking Jetta. And I think I paid, I think it was $1,300 I paid for it.
Not bad.
Came with my bro, like my bro checked out, my bro's a mechanic. Checked it out, whatever.
Yeah, bro's crazy.
You know what I mean? Checked it out, whatever. He took it around, test drive, all right, everything's blessed, boom. So I paid the man, I took it to the gas station. The gas station is like 2 minutes down the road, bro.
Were you smiling on the way there?
Of course. I'm like, I'm in my new whip. It's my first whip. Like, yo, I'm nice right now.
Yes, sir.
So I fill up the gas tank, you know, click, you know what I'm saying? So the shit clicks, you feel me? Like, it's full. All right, we touched the highway's like, we're off the highway. The highway's right there. As soon as I get on the fucking highway, what I didn't know at the time, the fucking transmission goes out. So I'm going like, I can't go faster than 20, bro. Shit's just stuck in first gear. So I pull over, my brother's behind me, next car we pull over. I'm like, yo, I don't know what's wrong with it, whatever. My bro gets in it. He's like, yo, follow me. We go back to their house. They're still outside, it's like a neighborhood shit. So we're like, yo, the whip's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, all my money back. Like, I just left here. Like, the whip's not fucking working no more. Guy's like, no, we gave it to you. It was working. We gave it to you. I'm like, bro.
What, 5 minutes ago?
Bro, yeah, I was tight. Like, man gave me like two bills back.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, yo, maybe you could fix whatever it is with that.
Two bills.
And we
bro.
Drove you that bitch hat, home with in first gear, bro. And then I ended up fixing a couple of shits to try to like get it running.
How much you spend on like?
I ended up spending like another grand on it.
Holy.
And I'm like, yo, I just sold it, bro. I just sold it to some guys. They were definitely like project man.
Yeah.
Like they were gonna fix it up.
So it's probably doing donuts right now.
Yeah, probably pushing it still. Cause even when they came, they were in a fucking Jetta when they came, like in a souped up Jetta. So this is just another one he's about to add to the collection.
You know? Was he fucking getting out the I feel like the door was open when they're down the block. This nigga's getting ready to get up. He's so out.
That was a sad day, bro. And I didn't get another way for like a couple of like 6 months. I had no money. I had to save money.
I remember.
Yeah, bro. I didn't have no way for like another 6 months. Yeah, I was tight.
Was that rough?
Yeah, bro.
I think I remember this, but nah, yeah, mans are shiesty. I hate when I like pay a guy and then like I come back saying like, yo, this, and he's like, yo, but I gave it to you. Like
but that's how, because
like,
the thing about it, like I was trying to chop it knowing it was fucked up too.
Yeah.
Like I fixed one thing. I'm like, okay, let me see if I can chop this now. And like, you know, man came, I remember one man came, it would like start, but like it would like turn off and it wouldn't start back. Mm. But like if it started, it was blessed. When it started, he's like, all right, be like your tester. I'm like, all right, cool. He took it to the test drive, whatever. He goes to the gas station. He turns off at the gas station. That bitch did not turn back on, bro.
Oh, shoot.
You got to be like, yo, no test drive.
I ended up selling it. I think I ended up selling it for $1,000.
Hey, at least you recouped the good amount.
Yeah, I recouped like $1,000. I lost like $1,000.
11, 13, actually.
Yeah.
Damn.
11 to be
exact. Yeah, well, I put the two bills back in the whip, so pretty much you lost $1,300 still.
Yeah, bro. Shells is hurt, bro.
Yeah, I was hurt still, but it made me a better man, you know, at the end of the day.
Yo, you got to learn your lessons,
bro. Yeah, it made
bro,
me a better
know?
Man. Could I don't fuck worse, with German know? Cars no more, bro.
Yo, but German whips are
until I have
sick.
German money, that's okay, it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went to fucking, I was in Italy and I rented a car. I'm like, yo, let me just get a car. I was going to Uber, but then I'm like, yo, honestly, let me just like live a little.
Water?
For sure.
Yeah, so I'll cut you off.
So I was in Italy and I rented a car. And then they gave me like this. It was one of those where I just got lucky. They're like, yo, honestly, it's a full stock. I'll just give you like this sick Audi. It was like an A7 or something like that. Mm. First time I'm in a car like this.
Audi's German?
Audi's German, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was the first time I'm in like a newer year car. It was like 2019 and shit. And I just like fucking beamed it. And it was just like, it was a thick car, but it was like just to feel like all the mechanics of it, and it's like heavy, but it's moving, and the steering is swift. Like, bro, I love driving new cars because it's like that feeling is just so tight, like BMWs and shit, bro.
I feel you.
So I love German whips like that, and even like, but even fucking Volkswagen. Like, I fuck with Volkswagen whips. Yeah. Like, what's that shit called? The rabbit?
Which one? Oh, the little baby. I think it's a rabbit.
Or it's like, it's kind of like the Golf.
Golf.
It kind of looks like the Golf, but they have another rabbit, the rabbit, and it peels. Really? And it's just so sick to like. I don't know, bean with little whips. I love German whips, so.
Bro, until you see that light, nigga.
Yeah.
Once you see that light, bro, especially in a BMW, when you hear that blue.
Yeah, when I see the light, yo, I pull up straight to the dealership, yo. That's why I got that extended warranty on
that. Fix that.
I'm like, go, just send me a rental and call me when it's ready. Yo, keep it as long as you need. Yeah. Just make sure it's working when I get back.
I thought my dealership was on the same type of energy with me, but then they just fucking send me a check. I'm like, what's that? They're like, oh, that's the bill. I'm like, yo, I'll drop it off. They're like, yo, your light is broken, $10. I'm like, okay. I come back, I owe them $5. I'm like, what you guys fix,
bro? What you guys do? Bro, they didn't ask you.
Yo, I tell them, yo, when I drop the car off, I say, yo, don't do anything that costs money, eh? If it costs money, call me. Facts. So I'm going to take it to my next guy.
Me and Jermaine had this one mechanic. I'm not even claiming this nigga. It was my dad's mechanic. And every time we brought this guy our car, bro, this guy really, I think he broke our cars on purpose because he ended up buying them off of us.
Oh, wow.
Yo, all the cars we had, he ended up buying them.
Oh, yeah. He's up to something.
And like every time we got there and fixed some shit, some new shit.
Yo, who said that, yo?
Pressa.
No, like who said that? That was you?
Oh, yeah.
That said,
oh,
okay,
that.
Okay, because I didn't see no one's lips. Oh, didn't know. I was like, yo, like, what? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, but this guy, like, we would go there to fix the oil leak and then same shit he was on. Like, this guy's like, oh, yo, you got to fix this, you got to fix that. It's like, it's no good. Why you even drive? I'm like, because I got to go places, nigga. Places, yeah, this nigga would keep it for a week, bro. I remember the day. I'm like, yo, dad, this guy's driving my car home. Like, yo, he's keeping it. He's not giving back my car, and he's driving it on his dolos, bro. I remember getting back my car, and I had fucking, there's CDs in there.
Peanuts and shit.
Niggas are laughing.
Yo, I went to go fix my car, and then I dropped it off. He had it for like, oh, I don't know, like a week or two. And I go to pick it up. I'm like, oh, okay, bless, it's fixed, whatever. I'm driving away. Then he calls me back. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, make a U-turn. I forgot my water in your trunk.
Fucking grocery.
Bro, like four fucking crates of water.
Yeah,
like,
he's whipping your, yeah, for
doing,
sure.
He's running chores in my shit.
For sure.
That's none of my business, nigga. What the fuck
I remember this was the first day I'm like, yo,
that's
okay,
nothing to do with me.
I'm a fucking man, and I have to say something. Because, yo, you're not going to disrespect me like that. I approached my dad very stern. I'm like, dad, Amir's taking my car and he's going home with it. I don't like it. Jamal, shut the fuck up. You're right, dad.
I don't know. About
this. I want to switch mechanics. Jamal.
Yeah. He's there. He's reliable. Bro, he's teefing you guys, bro. Because, yo, this guy, I had my whip. Well, my dad gave me his whip. He got a new whip. Yo, he put clicks on his shit. Mm-hmm. But whatever. He gave me his BMW. And then I didn't even have it for like a week. It was like day three. And he's like, oh shit. Like the light came on and I couldn't drive. It sounded weird. The smoke was coming out. And he's like, yo, bring it to me, the mechanic. So I bring it to him. And then he looks at it. He's like, oh man, yeah, this is done. This is garbage. It's like, no, this is no, you can't keep it. He's like, I'll buy it off of you.
But he was really good at it.
So like, what do you mean?
Garbage,
like if
bro.
It's. Yeah, if it's
I shouldn't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you get? Like, what? What's your plan with it?
Certified finance.
Bro,
yo, he's whipping it to this day.
And where? Yo, yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yo,
if a nigga told me he was doing that, I'd be like, oh, okay. That makes sense.
I remember the day where I'm like, yo, this is, I think I took pictures. I was going to the mall and this nigga, I know what car this nigga has. I was going to the mall and this nigga was whipping another nigga's whip. Like, I saw him and I'm like, in the car.
Oh,
yeah, that's not your car. Yeah.
Because you knew the whip.
Yeah, I knew him.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, that's not your car.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know his whip.
Oh, okay, okay.
And this guy's smiling, like waving at me. I'm like, yo, I know. Yo, you got caught, yeah, bro. Like, if I was on roads and this guy was whipping my whip, I'd crunch him. If he was into like his house fit, yeah, or you know what I mean? Like going out for the weekend.
He's on the phone with you saying, yeah, just two more days. More days.
I'm here. Turn around.
No.
Why?
Why should I?
For what?
Bro, this guy fucking, he bought my car too. And when I brought it to him saying like, yo, can you fix
it? Was that the Infiniti?
Yeah. He bought it too.
Wow. I was so jealous back in the days.
Oh, yeah, everybody
was driving the Infiniti. This guy had the Chrysler 300. I had to go buy both of those cars. I hope you know that.
You bought
both
those?
Of them. Oh, yo, shit. I wanted the 300 so bad. I'm like, yo, it looks like a Rolls Royce.
Yo, this is double edition, bro.
This is deep.
Yes.
Yo,
why did you do that?
Bro, no, because the Infiniti was hard, but yo, I wanted the 300 so bad, and then I seen Jermaine pull up with it, like, hold on, we gotta back up for a second, okay?
All right, let's go.
Yo, paint the picture,
grade
please.
Grade 8, okay? You remember when you used to bring home A's and your dad would exchange your A's for $5?
Oh yeah. All
right, so hear this now. So me and Jermaine are talking, right? And he's like, yo, like, you know, we're trying to build up our stack. So I'm like, all right, let's do this, yo. Let's build up the stack. So I'm like, you know, day one, I'm keeping up. Day two. And meanwhile, Jermaine's trading in his A's. And this guy's stack is just getting ticking. Mine is like, it's still small. Like, hold on. Yo. Like, yo, slow down.
Like,
yo,
all the money I got, because we got like lunch money and shit. And then I used to like, I get 20 or whatever. And then I break it down into five. So like my wad looks ticker. Yo, yeah. My wad was tick, but it's only like 30.
Yo, we used to do bear stuff back in grade 8. Like, remember we used to steal everyone's lead pencils? You remember that?
Oh, trust me, bro. Yo lead pencils were fucking sick.
Yo, yeah, if a man went to the washman, left their lead pencil, yo, me and Jermaine snatched that.
Yo, I'll take your lead too.
And then remember we had them on like our pants, like clipped on.
Yo, we had like 40 pencils at one point.
I swear.
Yo, I was a pencil guy.
He's like, you need an extra pencil? Just put just like 40 lead pencils.
Yo, why'd you guys do that?
I don't know.
Because it was a thing. Everyone wanted them.
You sold them?
We were the hot boys.
Nah.
We rented them out.
You just knew
two bones. Two bones a class.
Yo, that's sick. We did, honestly, probably this next one, I probably won't even say on here, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because you're roasting people and shit. Making fun of people. Remember Business Day?
Oh, you're the fuck.
Yo, we made money Business Day, no?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I don't even know what the fuck the focus of our shop was, but, yo, we had it all.
Yeah, well.
We had earrings
and
shit.
You did the jersey that
the
you
jersey
raffle.
Raffle.
Yep. I had the...
Oh, yeah.
We had patties on them.
The little candy kebabs. Oof. Yeah, I was sold out by lunchtime. I'm just walking around just like, yo, you got stuff? Yeah, I'm out of stock. Like, yo, I'm out of stock. Like, I got to re-up. Like, yo, Business Day was the best day of
all.
Bro,
I made so much money.
I love that.
From what I remember, I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or whatever, it was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, I find it funny how, like, the teachers kind of worked in, like, getting money into the curriculum. Because they're like, oh, you got to pay your landing fees. And it's, like, actually a real two bones. I'm like, this is not a fucking part of the curriculum.
Oh, they were taking money for themselves?
Yeah, we have to give them money.
Wow.
Like 10% or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I probably pocket my change and peeled out.
Know? Yeah, man, I couldn't even tell you what. Like, I don't remember writing down what I sold. The only reason why I wrote down what I sold is because we sold airbrush tees, and like two mans got it. The rest of the 80?
Pocket that.
Fuck you, Mr. Johnson. You're not catching me.
Shoot.
That's our principal. But yeah. So why'd you want the Chrysler?
Wait, hold on. Oh, okay, I can see. Yo, honestly, it looked like the Rolls Royce.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it was super hard. And I'm like, like I wanted that.
Mm. Yeah.
I wanted that car so bad.
Yo, I had it in dub edition.
Rims on it and everything.
Yeah, I meant the game, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a crazy deal though.
I don't even know what I was gonna say. I forgot what I was talking about before.
That shit used to fucking turn off on me. It was so embarrassing.
Oh yeah,
yo, that's a really bad car though.
Yo, it's terrible, bro.
Because yo, when I got it and I sold it back, I was going to deliver the car to the lady.
Yeah,
bro, on my way to deliver the car, it broke down. I had to make up an excuse as to why I couldn't make it, and I had to go fix the car and then go because I wasn't gonna tell it broke down.
Yeah,
like she's gonna be like, yeah, I don't want it no more.
Yeah. Oh, that was someone you were selling it to?
Yeah. Because
this guy is fucked. Not.
Yo, Charles, you're sick for that. I didn't even catch that.
It wasn't even like that. No, because I had a stretch.
You're nervous.
No.
You're starting to sweat, Jonathan. Okay.
Yo, I've been sweating still. It's kind of hot in here. But nah. But take this in though. There was.
Yeah, don't let the music finish.
No man says take this in.
So there was a stretch after I watched the. You remember the Dame Dash Breakfast Club interview?
Yeah, of course.
When he's talking about like, yo, you just gotta flip everything. So yo. I started off with $20, okay? Because I didn't want to, like, save up or whatever. So I had $20. I'm like, okay. Mm. I bought earrings. Like, online. I bought, like, a bunch of earrings. Sold those. Took that money. Bought some phones. Sold those. Then I started buying cars. So I was buying cars and selling them.
Mm.
So I would sell cars safety and e-tested. So the car, like, yo, cars are good.
It was like, okay,
but
okay,
it's just
okay,
like, you know, okay. Like, it's a used car. Like, you never know what might happen. So, like, I would buy these cars from the auction.
Right.
You know, fix them up. And then sell them back. And then that's how I bought my second condo.
Jeez.
Just, you know?
Jeez.
Slipping.
That's all it is, man.
Yo, sometimes on Twitter, I'm so afraid to make a joke that's like, you know when some jokes are so common, like anyone can think of it, but it's fucking funny if it's said.
Yeah.
So sometimes I tweet shit that's like, I'm pretty sure someone said this before. Like sometimes I just won't even tweet it at all, but like, I tweeted something and someone said Ron said the shit last week or did the shit last week. Mm. I'm like, oh fuck, who's Ron? I'm like, I always get shook over that. I don't like. I would never want to be called up for like taking a joke or trying to flip this. You know?
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, if you like, Wait for the clap and finish. If you like, humor like that, where it's just like, yo, it's jokes about shit that happens often.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's really fucking good on that. Like,
no, I haven't watched that. I watch a lot of stand up though. Like, yo,
you like, would like this, man.
Every stand up I've probably seen.
Were you a Seinfeld fan?
No, I just got onto Seinfeld like pretty recently.
Mm.
Cause like I'm more into like, you know, Cat Williams, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know Larry David?
Nah, I don't know him.
All right.
You gotta put me on some good stand up.
Watch, no, it's not even stand up, but like he's just a genius. It's
improv
funny. Yeah.
All this shit's improv. Like, he writes like this.
What's his name?
Larry David, but the show's called Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it's on you can stream it places. You can find it. But it's a really good joke. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, this guy's sick.
He makes sick jokes about like Kirby shit that happens. Enthusiasm, man.
Enthusiasm.
It's just super small shit that you'd never think of. And then like you just see it on screen and they're playing it out. And then like,
yeah,
just the way he puts it is like, it's fucking, it's genius, man.
Yeah.
Every episode's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Behind it. Yo, what about anybody out there who's thinking about getting into real estate? You want to take them through that and how that works and what you got?
When are you guys dropping this video, by the way?
Shit, whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
Now, according to our schedule, Monday or Friday.
Might be next Friday.
Okay, yeah. The reason why I'm asking, is because as of April 30th, so OREA, which is the college that you get your real estate license through, they were bought out by, like, I think Humber, one of those colleges. Mm-hmm. So as of April 30th, you actually have to go to school to become a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't know like if it's a 1 year program, 2 year program, but like, just please believe it's probably gonna be expensive. But so yeah, if you register on, you don't have to complete it, but if you register before April 30th, then you're still eligible to go through the like the way it is now.
Yeah.
But after the fact, I don't know how it's gonna look. Yeah. But I do know you're gonna have to go to school. But to answer your question, you go to OREA.com, you just register. Once you register, you book your first exam, and then there's five exams that you have to do. On average, so in total, it costs about $6,000 to get your license, but you don't pay that one time lump sum, right? You pay it by the course. Mm-hmm. So the courses fluctuate in price, but on average, it's about $500 a course. So you book the course, you schedule the exam the same time. You pay your $500, they mail you the book. I'm pretty sure now they're not mailing books anymore because, you know, they're
phasing it out, yeah.
Exactly. So I believe it's like online now that you that you'd get
it. I can't read shit if it's on a fucking
Neither
screen.
Neither can
I. I need to just hold it in my hand.
But yeah, once you do that, you can do on correspondent, which just means like you do it on by yourself at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
You can do online, which is reading from a computer.
Yeah.
And then you can do like in class, where like if you kind of need like the teacher student type of atmosphere, you can do it that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have 18 months to complete the full course. That's basically it. So you just go through each course. There's five of them, like I said. And then once you finish, then you have to pay like a few like licensing fees and things like that to actually be able to be at, active agent,
right,
which is about like another $2,000. This is all included in the $6,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So then you pay about like a $2,000 fee, and then you gotta register with a brokerage, and then you're up and running. But you have to keep in mind once you do finish your, you know, like the real estate course, you know, you gotta keep in mind you need signs, you need business cards. You know, you're probably gonna do some form of marketing.
Look, a photo shoot.
So there's a lot of like additional expenses that come with it. And then on top of all that, now you're, you know, now let's say you got all that stuff. Now you gotta get business. Mm. So let's say I sell a house today, right? It could take 30 days, 60 days, 90 days for it to close. So I'm not seeing any money for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So you wanna make sure that if you're getting into it, you know, you got your finances together. Like me, I sold one of my condos and I had a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah.
So it was able to keep me going so I wasn't like stressing for my first deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whether that's, you know, you keep your full-time job, maybe you go part-time, like whatever it is, you got to kind of figure out how much money you need to survive and give yourself a bit of a buffer so, you know, you're not starving.
A question I always wanted to know, do you beef with other realtors? Like, if you see another one, is it like, yo, fuck out of here?
Or it's all love?
Nah, I don't really like a lot of these other realtors, to be honest.
Because they're wasted. Jeez.
Yeah. Fuck these niggas.
Nah, there's a lot of weird people. Like, a lot of weird people out here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I rock with who I rock with. Like, you know, like, a lot of, like, the guys from my brokerage and stuff like that. But outside of that, like, I don't have, like, a lot of realtor friends, to be honest. Like, you know, I got a few, you know, of the OGs that, like, you know, mentor me, that I look up to. But outside of those guys, there's not a lot of, like, agents outside of my brokerage that I even talk to.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Be like that.
I hear that, yeah. Yo, do you guys know ahead of time? Like, oh, fuck, this crib is haunted? Or this might be haunted? Do you guys look into that?
I haven't.
Because I'd always ask that. Yo, is this shit fucking haunted?
I personally haven't come across that, though. You know, I personally haven't come across, like a house that, like, was... You know, like, I thought was haunted, or, you know, other people thought was haunted, but I'm sure it exists. Like,
do people, like, tell you ahead of time, or are you just, like, kind of
if that's a thing, like, I'm pretty sure they have, yeah, they have to outline those kind of things. Like, if it's
I hear so many stories of, like,
But, like, it can't be like, oh, like, I think it's haunted, so, you know?
Yeah. But what, like, hey, so you're basically telling me there has to be a man to come through and, like, certify it, like, yo. Shit's fucking haunted.
Yo, let me not.
Honestly, probably. Yo, you probably can't just be like, "Oh, I think it's haunted." It probably needs to be.
Like, yeah, like if there was like
who's some that nigga like coming?
Okay, not even if it's haunted, whatever, but it's some like you know, like some
yeah,
crazy
like
shit
like
happened.
For example, like if it was a grow house, for example, right? You guys know, you know, a grow house.
Yo, one of our cribs are a grow house.
Yeah, like if down. I'm selling that house, like I have to outline like this was a grow house.
Yo, this guy didn't show us that our crib burned down before.
Yeah, they didn't show us that.
Yeah, like those kind of things.
But technically, it wasn't that crib.
Oh yeah, they built a new crib.
Yeah, the grow house burnt down, you know?
Oh,
I hear that.
What I'm thinking is like, yo, how do you tell a man like, yeah, this is certified fucked. Like this is certified haunted. Like, yo, you know what I mean? A pan definitely flew across the room, you know what I mean? Like,
yo, I'd be out. Yeah, I wouldn't even show that house. No, I'm not doing it. I don't I'd want no it, business. Nah, I don't want no business in haunted stuff, yeah.
Fat haunted, man. Facts.
We staying ghost free.
Yeah.
Ghost free.
All 2019, boy.
If I had to chop a haunted house, I'm just saying I may chop that. So you may see my face next to a poster outside.
But they have to do the tour alone. I'll stay outside like, yeah, I'll just go and look around.
Yo, call me and just FaceTime me. That room over there, to the left.
Oh, that's the master?
That's where it happened. Yo, honestly, cut from there. So.
Yo, don't kill me.
No, man.
Back. So, like, what's it like being in real estate, like, for you? Is it, like, exciting or?
Nah, I like it. I enjoy it. Because for me, like, the reason why I got my real estate license, because, like I was telling you guys, like, I never, like, someone came to me, like, years ago, like, yo, you should, like, get your real estate license. And I was like, nah, I don't want to be a realtor.
Yeah.
But, like, eventually, like, I got to a point where I wasn't busy enough on the investing side to do it full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tired of working my job. Like, I was doing deliveries, blew my back. Like, yo.
Oh,
was,
fuck. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was on, like, disability for a little bit. Like, oh, my back shit. Was
You
really,
blew your back up?
Yeah, yeah. I tore a ligament in my back, yo.
Fuck were you trying to do?
Yo, I was, how? Yo, me and Shane. Yo, yeah. Shout out my guy, Shane.
This guy's D's, bro.
Shout out Shane. I don't know why he punches everyone.
Yo, that guy just
go to fucking school and get snuffed. I'm like.
Yo, real talks. Yo, you have to stand like this. If you didn't stand like this, yo, you might get punched.
You're getting punched in your back. You'll get punched wherever it lands.
Why were you friends with that guy for that long?
So were you getting punched?
Cause
you
I was still up until
even as a close friend.
Yo, up until grade 8, I stood up for myself. I was like, yo, like next time he punches me, I'm gonna say something. I'm like, yo, Shane, I'm tired of you punching me. Yo, that actually happened one time. I actually caught his fist one time. I swear that actually happened. But, yo,
was that the last time?
Nah, it was. Oh, okay. I had to like stand up for myself and I'm like, yo, like real talks, like I'm gonna need you to stop punching me.
Yo, he doesn't know how much it hurts.
I tried
yo.
To tell him in grade 12, but it didn't work.
I'm like, shut up, guys.
Literally how it went. I was literally about to say that shit word for word, bro. Holy fuck. Yeah. Shane, stop fucking hitting me, please. If you want.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Let me know how you feel.
Kill me.
But
yeah, like I was saying, okay, so the delivery story. So me and Shane, so the way it works is if you damage anything in the house, that comes out of your paycheck. If you damage equipment or products, that comes out of your paycheck.
So like, if you're like, wait, oh, I thought we were talking about real estate.
No, the deliveries.
Yeah.
No, the deliveries, right?
I got you.
So me and Shane are delivering a fridge, like a big fridge, right? and it's a it was like a back split. So there was like a there was a hell of stairs just to get to the front door.
What?
And there was a landing. Then you have to go up another few set of stairs.
Yeah.
So as we're taking it up the stairs, I'm literally watching the fridge like tilt. And like, yo, I swear it was gonna go over the rail, and
oh,
it was about the car. And that fridge was like at least like $3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, I'd flee the country,
bro. I'm looking at the fridge till it was either my back or the fridge. So like, I had to like kind of like brace it. But the way I was, I guess maneuvering, like it was like it was. You were, I don't know. Yeah. I must have hurt my back doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I was like on like in that moment, I was fine. I went home. I was good. Like I felt kind of weird. Like I felt something, but I was like, ah, whatever. Like you know, yeah. I'll sleep it off. I'll be good.
I'm young,
bro.
That morning,
yo, it woke me up out of my sleep. I like. 2-3 in the morning.
Like damn, screaming pain?
Yo, screaming pain. Couldn't even lay down. I had to stand. I couldn't even drive because I couldn't like turn the wheel enough. Oh. Like my back was, it was done for. And the worst part is it happened on a Friday. So the weekend, done. I couldn't see no chiropractor.
Oh.
Like my back was fuck. Done for.
Oh, the weekend's
catchy. Yo. And then, so then I had to take like a month off. I want to say a month, maybe two. You know, just couldn't work.
Yeah.
Then I came back to work, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm good. Nigga. But I ended up getting some type of, like, coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that happened, I'm like, yo, like, you never know what might mm-hmm, happen. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really going to do it, but, like, they kind of, like, said, like, no, like, you should do it. Like, I just wasn't trying to spend the money on it.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to lie. But
yeah, like, in case nothing happens.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's a good thing I got it because I ended up re-injuring my back. And honestly, I don't think I did anything. I just think just do, like, you know, like wear and tear, like lifting. Cause I we used probably to work like soon. 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, cause we just want to stack up as much money as we could.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And re-injured it, went on disability. And then after that, I'm like, yo, like I'm done. So then I was trying to figure out like what that next move was going to be. Cause I told myself like, I'm not about to do something I don't want to do. Yeah. So I was just chilling at home, just thinking like every day, just, yo, what am I going to do? I'm like, okay, maybe I might try to do something in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like I'm thinking of all these different things to do. And it never dawned on me to like become a realtor until I went to sell my second condo that me and my guy Daniel bought together.
Mm.
And, you know, we're interviewing a few agents. And then this agent, this guy I look up to, his name's Sherrard.
Mm-hmm.
He's heavy in the real estate game. Mm-hmm. So he
you might know that
he came through. Sherrard McQueen.
I might know his last name.
Okay. But yeah, he came through and yo, after I sat down and we spoke, I'm just like, yo, like the way this guy lives, like that's how I'm trying to live.
Mm,
like, geez. You know, like work from home, all these investment properties all over the place, buildings, all that. Like I'm just calculating his net worth in my head the whole time. I'm like, yeah, this guy.
How many buildings do you have? Slow down.
when he walked out of the room, I'm like, all right, as soon as we sell this, I'm getting my real estate license.
Jeez.
The day that property sold, I jumped online, booked my real estate exam. And remember, I quit my job. So like, I had nothing else to do. I was full time, cooped up. I sold my car, everything. Like I was home, like homebody, just studying. Because you have, like I was saying, you have 18 months to finish. Like, I knocked that out in, like, 5 months, right?
Yes,
sir.
It was,
like, a month. Each exam, like, a month. I was knocking it out.
Yeah.
And then, once I got my license and never looked back, I just been doing real estate full-time ever since.
It's been working out, huh?
Working.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Jeez. The look of ice? Don't you have your look of ice?
Like, yeah. That's good, man. Congrats. That's
appreciate
good.
Thanks.
It's good that, like, cause, I don't know, like, when people have a story like that and they used to play ball, I'm like, yo, it's good that you gave that up because it was like, you know, that wasn't going to work, you know?
As bad as it might sound, though, like, I had to be real with myself because, I was like, I was really hooping.
Oh,
like,
fuck. I wasn't being serious.
but here's the thing. Like, when I was hooping, like, I was like, you know, I was playing bounce, all that. Like, I was gunning for a scholarship. In my mind, I was going to the NBA.
Yo, but all my you were sick, though. As a PG, you were sick.
I think you played
PG,
bro,
right?
Yeah,
like, bro, the game that you guys went on, you were on that team when the fucking year, like, we're unbeatable. No
great
night.
The first
great night?
Of course. Was that great nine? We went undefeated. Shout out to my guy Shell.
I wasn't there for that. No disrespect. True, I was in grade eight.
All right, for sure.
It was grade 12 though.
You're right.
You're on it,
right?
I was at every home game and like, yo,
it was lit.
Yo, it was crazy. It was crazy. That was the first time. Like, yo, this feels like we're in the States, because high school games weren't that like crazy.
Yo, man's dropping buckets, sold out shows.
Yeah,
we weren't selling nothing, but like, it was packed though. Like, yo, man's are like standing up. Teachers are, oh, great game. I don't even know who this teacher is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was different. Like, it was a different kind of love. Like,
That's why you were definitely nice and shit. I wasn't being serious,
But like in grade 11, when the summer hit, I was like, okay, I'm giving myself this summer. If I don't have a D1 scholarship,
yeah.
By the end of the summer, I gotta figure something out. And that wasn't because, like, and truthfully, I feel like if I kept pushing at it, I might have been able to do something. Yeah. Maybe play university, maybe, like, I don't know, pro somewhere. Maybe, who knows? Yeah.
What did it take you to get to that point to, like, even, like, think about, yo, I, like, give to, even just to give yourself that time limit? Like, was it where you...
I've always been, like... you know, business minded, and you know, like, I gotta take care of my family, gotta take care of my mom. So, like, yo, I'm not gonna do that playing, no offense, but like playing in one of these like little leagues making 40 grand a year, like, that's not cutting it.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, like, I had bigger aspirations. So, it was like NBA or nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So, if I wasn't gonna go there, I like anything below that wasn't good enough for me. So, when I didn't get the scholarship, I'm just like, yo, I'm about to, like, you know, I still played because I played the grade 12 year and I still was passionate about it, but I started working. I got my first job in grade 12. I never worked before that.
Yeah.
My mom was like taking care of me. Like, all I did was play ball, like 4 or 5 times a day in the morning, go to school, after school, after that, go to practice. Yeah. Like, it was just basketball all day. So yeah, it was kind of tough. Like, you know, especially like, you know, when the school year rolled around and I went to university and I was saying like, yo, like, why am I even here? Because like, I'm so used to like my whole life, I'm going to school, I'm playing ball. So it was different. It was a bit of an adjustment that had to be made. But, yo, I wanted more out of my life.
Feel that.
Hear that.
Yeah. That's wavy to be, like, to be going to school for, like, business and everything and, like, always be calculating your numbers and talking about, like, grade 8. You guys are figuring out, like, how to stack, and then you figure something out. You see the life. And
yo, I remember he was a Jay-Z head.
Yeah.
Like, huge on Jay-Z.
They call me Young Hope.
Really?
Yeah.
They actually
be big on Jay-Z, bro.
Oh, for real? Fuck. Yeah. That's an actual fact.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Hope in the building.
They call me that right now.
All right. Huh?
Hey,
yeah, they call me Young Hope.
Yo, nah, big. Up, yeah, yeah. Big on Jay-Z from time.
Yeah.
Yo, in your experience with home buyers, what would you say is the biggest misconception they have before getting into it? What causes most people not to get into it?
Money. They feel like, you know, they have to have like this crazy amount of money.
That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah. But
what's the truth?
The truth is, honestly, if you want it, you can get it, right? The most important part that I tell people, like, is really your credit. Right? Because there's programs in place that are out there to help first time home buyers get into their property, whether you have, you know, 100 grand saved up or no money saved up, right? So there's programs in place for the for people like that.
What are those programs like?
So okay, I have a first time home buyers program that I use to help my clients get into their first home with like little to no money.
Yeah.
So the way it works, I try not to stay on it too long, right?
Yeah. Good.
But
we got time.
All right, cool. We got time?
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
All right, so basically it's two separate government programs that we use and we couple them together, and that's how we're able to offset the down payment.
Yeah.
So on the front end, we get you, like, we set you up with an RRSP loan, right? So let's take a step back. First of all, there's three things you have to have. So number one, you have to be a first-time home buyer. Number two, you have to have good credit. So what's considered good for the purpose of this program is like a 680 score or higher. Now, you can't have like excessive late payments or, you know, things in collections and things like that. If that's the case, you got to work on the credit a little bit more in order to utilize a program like this.
Gotcha.
And then number three is you have to have a decent income. Like, the income doesn't really determine whether or not you can qualify, because you can always get a cosigner and things like that.
Yeah.
But it ultimately determines like how much you can qualify for. So with this program, we typically qualify up to 450. There's cases where we can get a little bit more, but we qualify up to 450. So the first thing we do is we set you up with the RRSP loan. So with that, you can actually, the government will loan you up to $25,000 mm-hmm. for two things. Number one, for school, and number two, for buying your first home.
And a local kush, understand. it's a
twin. It's a twin. Government gives you a twin for that.
So making me lose my train of thought.
My fault.
So once you get the RRSP.
Get the RRSP.
Yeah. All right. So with the RRSP loan, once you get qualified for that, you have to wait 90 days before you can pull that money out. Mm-hmm. So within that 90-day period while we're waiting, that's when we start taking you out looking at homes. So we're going to take you out, start looking at some properties. Once you find something, it's no different from the regular home buying process. We're going to go into there with our conditions, mm-hmm. 5 days for financing to get the mortgage together, 5 days for inspection so you can bring an inspector, make sure the house isn't falling apart, there's no ghost in there or nothing crazy.
Y'all spending the night? hey, John, you go ahead and spend the night here, man.
And then if in the case that you're buying a condo, then, you want to have your 10-day condition for a status certificate, which is just, all the information on the condo. Your lawyer would review it just to make sure, the condo has enough funds coming in. Mm-hmm. So it can be sustained. Once you find the property, at that point, you would need to put a deposit. Initially, before you even get to the conditions, you'd have to secure the property, like put a $5,000, $10,000 deposit. Okay. So that money would come out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, but I'm going to show you how we're going to get that money back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So whether that's coming from a line of credit, whether, you're borrowing it, or whether it's money that you have saved up, you're going to need access to about $10,000 to make this whole thing work.
Okay. Yeah.
So now we buy the property, we go through our conditions, we're good to go. We have to make sure our closing date is set after the 90-day period, because remember, we want to pull the money out from the RRSP loan. Mm-hmm. So once the 90-day period comes, we go with you, you pull the money out of the RRSP loan, and the $10,000 that you took to put on it as a deposit to secure the property, mm-hmm. you're going to take $10,000, you're going to put it back wherever you found it, right? Whether it's your savings or a line of credit, whatever, you put mm-hmm. that money back. Yeah. So now the remaining $15,000 is what you're going to use to close on the home.
Gotcha.
So now once you've closed on the home, remember, it's an RRSP loan. So mm-hmm. you still got to pay it back. Yeah. Right? So once we get you into the home, the next thing that we want to do is we're going to do some renovations, because we're going to get you approved for a purchase plus improvement loan, mm-hmm. right? Or PPI for short. So with that, the government will give you up to $35,000 for the purpose of renovating a home. Yeah. So typically you want to do minor cosmetic stuff. We're not talking about gutting the whole house, adding an extension. Talking about about $6,000 to $8,000. You might do floors, paint, pot lights, maybe change the cupboard doors or something like that.
You always
that.
Get the same amount for that? Or just whatever you need.
So, it fluctuates. That's why I say up to, because sometimes it could actually be a little less.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to making sure, the numbers work, so that way the program runs smooth.
Yeah.
But, so once you do those improvements, which kind of factors in what we're looking for. So we're not looking for that dream home that's, perfect, completely done up. We want to make sure it has a little bit of room to do some improvements. Mm-hmm. So now once you close on the home and you're in, you want to get the renovations out the way right away, as soon as possible, because remember, we have that RRSP loan with deferred payments for 6 months, so we don't want to have you making payments on that.
Gotcha.
We want to cancel that out as soon as possible. So once you finish your renovations, you'll get a check mailed to you for the $35,000. So the first thing you want to do is pay off the $25,000 RRSP, right? And then remember, you spent about $6,000 to $8,000 on renovations. Which would have came out of the $10,000 we started with. Mm-hmm. So now you want to take that money back and put it back. Mm-hmm. And then whatever the difference is, typically is going to cover your fees. Now, I don't like to say no money down, because sometimes there are cases where, there's a bit of a difference of a few thousand dollars that might have to come out of pocket. Yeah. But then there are also cases where there's a few extra thousand dollars where you can just put in your pocket and, buy a twin or something. Yeah.
Okay. So I can buy.
So now, but hold on. So remember, this is a purchase plus improvement loan, mm-hmm. right? So this is another loan on the back end. So what we do is, so that $35,000 you get on the back end, mm-hmm. they'll actually roll it into your mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you're paying it back, but it's amortized over 25 years. So as you're making your mortgage payment, that $35,000 is included in there.
Ooh, man's pay for cribs for 25 years?
Basically, after 25 years, the house would have been paid off.
Yeah.
And you'd own it in cash. So you can always pay
it. But, how do you, that's the thing. Say you're first time home. When do you feel like is the age for like a first time home buyer? Would you say
sooner the better.
But like average, what is there an average age out there?
Okay, I couldn't even, so let's I can't
say I'm 25 right now. Let's say I want to cop my first crib. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I know I want to stay there for 25 years?
No, it doesn't mean you have to stay there for 25 years. I'm just saying the loan is amortized for 25 years, meaning it's stretched out over 25-year span.
Yeah.
So let's say you did stay in this house for 25 years.
Yeah.
And you stayed on track and you
payments,
made all the payments.
It'll be mine, yeah.
By the 25th year, that house is paid off. So you own it free and clear.
Yeah.
So if your house is like $100,000 mm-hmm. and you sold it tomorrow for $100,000, mm-hmm. that whole thing's going in your pocket. Versus if your house is worth $100,000, but you have an $80,000 mortgage mm-hmm. on it, mm-hmm. when you sell it for $100,000, you got to pay back the $80,000 to the bank, and the difference of $20,000 is yours.
It's yours, oh, right? Okay.
So that just means you've paid off the house.
Right,
you have 25 years to basically pay the house.
Type
of thing.
Okay.
Right.
And if you want to get out before 25, you have to pay back the.
You gotta just make extra payments on it.
What if you wanted to rent it out while you're paying off the mortgage?
Even better. Now you got someone else paying it off. It is. Right?
That's all it is.
And with this program, so the way I explain it in stages, but we actually approve everything up front. So it's never like you're going to get into it, you know, get the RRSP loan, get into the house, and then you can't get the purchase plus improvement loan on the back end. We actually approve everything up front, but it's easier to understand when I break it down.
Yeah,
like that.
That's fine.
That's yeah, and it's you know it's something that I've actually helped people use already. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that I'm working with right now, and they're in the process going through that 90-day period, so they can buy something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it works. I got a lady who bought a house out in Hamilton. She's renting it out. It's a duplex, so it's two units,
mm-hmm.
and she's renting it out right now. She's cash flowing about $1,000 a month, so she's doing good.
Jeez,
right, and she didn't really have to take much out of her pockets to make that happen.
Yeah, man. Yo, what's the best place to reach you at for anyone who's listening, thinking about getting into this, or maybe they have some questions about getting into real estate themselves?
Yeah. Instagram. You know, they can hit me on Instagram. I'm pretty good at responding there, or they can just call me. Don't text me though, because I'm not good at texting.
Really?
Nah, I hate texting.
Yeah, don't call me, bro.
Yeah, I remember you said that. That's why I didn't call you. I was gonna call you like, where do I park? But
nah, text you information.
But they could call me or hit me up on Instagram. That's the best place to reach me.
Just the kind of fucking duck prank callers and shit. If you guys want his number and you guys are serious, then reach out to his Instagram, which is
at jmckay3.
Which will also be in the description below. So if y'all trying to cop a crib and flip that hole, you know what it is.
Get this money.
Solid it is, man. Well, pretty much the end of the fucking show today. Anything I gotta say?
You just ask yourself that?
Yeah, you gotta talk to yourself sometimes. Hey, anything I gotta say? Nah, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy Trey, Birdman J, all these niggas Bird Lunch, man. That's all it is. That's all it is, man.
Let's get it. Shells, what you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying nothing, man. Just thank you guys for listening.
100.
Appreciate you.
Mad humble. Yeah, I fucking really clapped.
Yo, when you said 100 just now, you really do sound like Birdman.
It's growing.
100.
100.
Jermaine?
Yo, anything you want to close with? Oh yeah, man. You already know what it is. Thank you for watching and listening and shit. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel if you're listening, and go check out our shit on iTunes and drop a review if you're watching the podcast right now. And we're also on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. 4ye.ca. Got some hot shit for your heads very soon. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. Anything you want to close out with, man?
Honestly, all I want to say is like, just don't be discouraged. Like, you know, just keep trying, keep at it. Like, you can get into the real estate market. There's programs out there that are aimed at helping people. So, you know, if you tried and you were turned down, or, you know, you've been watching from the sidelines from a while, like, you know, take a crack at it. Because, like, for me, if I gave up after, like, the first time I got turned down, I probably wouldn't be here right now. You know what I mean? So, like, I just kept at it, and
we'd probably still hit you up.
Probably would have been for something else, but that's basically it.
Yo, it's good, man. Shout out to you, man. It's good to see the homies doing well after high school. Man's doing their thing, found out what they're passionate about, stuck with it. Succeeded, you know.
Yeah, that's what's fire. You're not doing some shit like you don't like it. That's what's fire. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you want to wake up and be like,
that's all I care about, bro. I
fucking get up and do some shit you want to do, you know?
It's a fact, yeah.
Oh, it is, man.
That's all. You want to leave them off? Yeah, let's do a quarter today.
Oh, yeah, we need a quarter today from you.
Anything you want.
Whatever it is.
Oh, so once you say it, you can't change it.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I'll hit them my favorite quote. Eric Thomas, you can have anything you're willing to struggle for, because without struggle, there's no progress.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.